Hello, this is Adele Lejeune speaking from Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm going to be going through the main menus and the submenus of the Edirol R9. I'm giving you all the items that are contained in the main menus and in the submenus. I had emailed Larry and asked that if this had already been done either on the Blind Cool Tech email list or elsewhere, and at this date and time he has said no. However, if there is a better presentation than this one, a more concise one, a more accurate one, please use that one. Believe me, it wouldn't offend me in the least. I use the Opticon 2 to read the display on the R9 as well as the R1. However, when the promotion for the R9 came out and it said it was going to be more user-friendly than the R1, I started to worry because normally user-friendly means more graphics, more icons, and less accessibility for us. But happily enough, if you use your Opticon in inverse mode and have the lens that can allow you to read smaller prints, you will be able to read the screen just fine, 99.99% of the time. And the reason why I say that is because it's very nearly impossible to navigate the date and time display. There are a few preliminary things I'd like to discuss, and all of them have to do with R9 screen response time. And my information and experience comes from being able to read the screens and find out how quickly they change via the Opticon 2. When you power on the machine and you hear it click in your headphones indicating that the machine is getting ready to come on, you wait about 3 or 4 seconds before the R9 opening screen shows up or appears. And in my case, my opening screen would say no song because my SD card contains nothing 99% of the time. If you wish to press the Finder button and you hold it down, and if you're afraid that you've held it down too long, you don't need to worry because these screens do not toggle back and forth, back and forth, back and forth between each other. If you hold down the Finder button for about 10 seconds and if you let up on it, your R9 will be in the main menu screen. Another thing, lastly, that I would like to say about screen response time, whenever you have made all your changes within the R9 submenu, you press the Finder key the first time, which puts you back to your main menu screen. You wait 2 seconds. Then you press the Finder button again, and this is both times that you're pressing this, you press it pretty quickly. You don't have to hold it down anymore. Wait 2 seconds, and then you're back at your R9 opening screen, which in your case would probably display your files, which would be R09001.mp3, R09002.mp3, or WAV, respectively. So that's all I really wanted to say about R9 screen response time, because in my experience, I've pressed that Finder button too quickly, and too quickly, and I thought I was at the R9 opening screen, and I was still at the main menu screen. So you do have to wait a couple of seconds between times. After you've pressed it once quickly, wait 2 seconds. After you've pressed it again quickly for the second time, and then you're back at your R9 opening screen. So you do have to wait for the screens to change. Now on to the main menu screen. As Neil Ewers pointed out in his review, these items are numbered. They do have numbers beside them. Item number 1 being record setup. Number 2 is player setup. Number 3 is display. Number 4 is power manager. Number 5 is input setup. Number 6 is date and time. Number 7 is SD card. Number 8 is factory reset. When you are at the main menu screen containing all the numbered items, and if you wish to access any one of these numbered main menu items, you press the record key, which acts as your enter key. This is the literal only time that you need to press that enter key or that record key. All the rest of the time, when you are in any sub-menu at all, you will only use your left and right arrow keys and your up and down arrow keys. That is important to know. Now moving on to item number one, record setup. You want to make sure that your cursor is at that position because your R9 remembers where you were, and just in case you or someone else accessed your menus, press your up arrow key 8 or 9 times to ensure that you are indeed at the record setup main menu item. After pressing enter on this item, you will have 2 submenu options. And you'll understand why I'm saying up arrow option and down arrow option in a moment. Your up arrow submenu item is sample rate. If you press up arrow multiple times, you will still be on sample rate. You have your standard 44.1 KHC and 48.0 KHC. If you press your left arrow multiple times, you will still sit on 44.1 KHC. If you press your right arrow 48.0 multiple times, you'll go to 48.0 KHC. From here on out, I will refer to any option specifically using left and right arrow as your left arrow option or your right arrow option. I know that I could say left and right and up and down, but you know what? That's pretty visual, and we are going to be using our arrow keys, so let's just go ahead and implement them now. Your second submenu option is your down arrow option, which is your record mode, because if you press down arrow multiple times, you will still be sitting on record mode. Here's where the fun begins, folks, because as you know, you've got your standard bitrate levels. For anybody new, your machine defaults to Wave 16-bit. So, if you left arrow about 7 times, you will ensure that you are at your MP3 64kbps bitrate. You right arrow once, you're at 96kbps. You right arrow again, you're at 128kbps. You do this again, you're at 160k. So on at 192, then again at 256, so on at 320. Back to default at wave 16-bit, and then last, you right arrow to wave 24-bit. Moving on to main menu item number 2, player setup. Your up arrow submenu item is player mode. Your left arrow submenu option is sequential. That's your default. Your right arrow submenu option is shuffle. Moving on to your down arrow submenu item is repeat. It simply says that. That's the word that it says on the display is repeat. Your left arrow option is off, which is the default, and your right arrow option is on. Next in the main menu screen is your display. If you choose to allow people to read your screen, you have your up arrow submenu item is brightness. You have 10 contrast levels. Your default is set to 5. You can left arrow all the way back to 1 so nobody can read your screen, or you right arrow all the way up to 10 so that I can read your screen. You have your down arrow submenu item is display timer. I don't know what that is. Your left arrow option is off, which is your default setting. Your right arrow option is on. Number 4 under your main menu is power manager. Your up arrow submenu item is auto power. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 right and left arrow options here. And I do believe, because I've already set my auto power features, I forgot. I think the default is 30 minutes. And I'm going to explain what this feature is. So, if you left arrow about, I would just be safe and left arrow 7 times. You will be sitting on the off position. And what this means is that if you have played something in your machine and you've or you've recorded something in your machine and you press stop. And you leave your machine sitting there and you forget to turn your power off. If your cursor is sitting on the off position, that means you've turned this feature off. That means your auto power feature is turned off, which means your batteries would die if you forget to manually turn it off. However, if you right arrow one time over to the 5-minute time limit, if you press your stop button after you've played or recorded something and you forget to manually turn it off, that means 5 minutes later your machine will be turned off. Right arrow over to the next time limit, that's 10 minutes. The next one is 15 minutes. The next one's 30 minutes. The next one's 45 minutes. The next one is 60 minutes. Moving on to your down arrow submenu item, this is your battery. It simply says battery. Your default left arrow option is alkaline, and your right arrow option is NIMH. And the Eteril R9 owner's manual says the Eteril R9 will not recharge any batteries. I'm sure that is old news for all of you now. So I will move on to main menu item number 5, which is input setup. Your up arrow submenu item is record monitor switch. Your left arrow option is off. Your right arrow option is on. Next submenu down arrow submenu item is plug-in power. Your left arrow option is off. Your right arrow option is on. Main menu item number 6 is date and time, which I apologize. I cannot access that because there is too much stuff on the screen to be able to read that. I tried to do it, and now, as of today, my R9 files, when I put this SD card in my computer, says that they are dated December 4, 2025. So once you have elected to rename your files to a sensible name of your choice, your computer will correct the date and the time, because I've already tried that, so it will correct it. Moving on to main menu item number 7, SD card. The two submenus items underneath that is up arrow item called information and the down arrow item called format. I have done exactly what the R9 owner's manual tells you not to do. I have never formatted my SD card in this machine, nor have I formatted my compact flash card in the R1. I have always used other devices to format my flash cards, which the owner's manual tells you not to do. The last main menu item, number 8, is factory reset. And if you choose to press enter on this one, the message that appears says, push record to reset to factory default, which I have not done. So, because I want to keep all my settings. So anyway, I really hope this helps. I really am not a good person to get an opinion as far as the accessibility of this machine. Of course, I'm going to think it's accessible. However, I am cheating. I do read the screen using the Opticon too. So that opinion as far as accessibility, it would be better for you to get that from somebody else, because I do quite a bit of cheating when I access the menus. And I do read the screen to confirm and affirm where I am. But I will say that it is easier for me to read the menus and for me to get around in it as opposed to the R1. So anyway, that is it. If you wish to contact me, my email address is BlueNote, all one word, BLUENOTE in all lowercase, at igloo.com. This is Adele Lejeune going 10-7 out of service. Take care.